Dave Stetzer's with us, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Question, 888-663-6386, email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. How do we know how many filters we need for a home, writes Jeffrey. Well, I think folks, maybe they should call you and talk to you there or email you at Stetzer Electric and you help them with the filters?
Yes, there's some qualified, and you get a real person here, not a machine.
Oh, okay? Man, I wanted to talk to a computer. Come on, you're no fun.
No.
Press 4 for 12 filters. Press 6 for 9 filters.
And you can't overbuy, because even if you overbuy, you send the other ones back. We get 100% guarantee back.
Or give some to your neighbor, you know. Give a few to your neighbor, you know.
But the average home takes 20 with, like I said, with two TVs and one computer. So we can get it pretty close, but you want to get the numbers down, and if you have it left over, send them back.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, if you live in an apartment, you know, maybe 10 or 12 or less, and, you know, like a college dorm, I mean, you know, there's no place in the world where there's more electronic equipment chucked into a less square footage than a college dorm. And so I couldn't do the whole dorm, so when my kids went to college, I put them in their room and then the room on each side of them, and that's the best I could do.
Yeah, that's the best you can do. Wow.
But there's research done. If that number's over 2,000 and you work in that environment for more than 6 hours a day for 180 days a year, you've increased your chances of getting cancer by 25%.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
If the number's above 1,000, you've increased your chance of getting cancer by 15%. So, in other words, if you got a place at 2,000, you can bring the numbers down to 1,000. You've accomplished something.
Something.
Okay?
All right.
So let's go from, you know, let's get it down. Maybe we won't get it at 35, but let's see it. 100 is going to be a lot better than 1,000, for example.
Yeah, the lower you get it. I took your Graham Stetzer meter into KLBJ Studios when I was working, went into the studio years ago, and man, I think it was like 2,000 or something. It was like, you can imagine a radio studio, all the stuff they're running, you know.
Oh yeah, they're terrible.
I can feel it in my studio, and I got the best equipment ever to block it, but I can still feel some juice, and I'm just very sensitive, you know, but you know, I do what I can with all this equipment. Let's take this phone call. Hi, good morning. On the phone, who's this, please?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Dave. I was reading an article written by a gentleman by the name of Adam Trombley. And it's an older article written about 2011, and he was measuring an electromagnetic lily wave that was coming through the wiring of the house. And what he said, it was going through everybody's house, and it was put there on purpose for, like, you know, a part of, like, entrainment technology, you know, control, that sort of thing. You know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. And I don't have any of the real specifics of the electromagnetic wave that he was looking at, other than it was an electromagnetic wave coming through the wiring of people's houses. And it was there specifically for a reason, probably put out by the, you know, the big guys for, you know, entrainment control, that sort of thing. My question to you is, does your devices filter that kind of thing out?
Well,
I'm a little vague here because I don't have any more information on the waveform that he was seeing and what kind of equipment he was using to measure
it. Dave, have you ever heard of something called a lily wave?
No.
Okay.
But the technology exist, you know, that you can put waves on the line. That's all, you know. But the filter's going to take out between, well, we looked at the most biologically active frequencies, okay? But the filters will start working about 2 kilohertz. They start working pretty good, okay? And they'll go way out, you know, way out there. So it depends on what the frequency would be of any sort of frequency is put on the line, it's going to go way out into the, you know, it'll go out to a megahertz, it dampens it, it'll mess up the, you know. So the filters are going to eliminate that. But you can look at it with an oscilloscope. And we use that meter because the oscilloscope costs like, you know, $5,000. And you can actually see anything that's on the line, okay?
Uh-huh.
So But the average person can't afford $5,000 for an oscilloscope.
No, and I can't either, right.
Measure this, right. So we developed this meter by Martin Graham. Actually, the Republic of Kazakhstan said, hey, can you make us a meter? Because we can't afford to give our health departments oscilloscopes and train them and everything how to run it. So can you make us a meter that measures just the high-frequency energy that's on that building's wires? And so Martin Graham did. And you plug that meter in, and if that number is below 50, you're below 2 kilohertz, and I wouldn't worry about it.
You're pretty safe. But so as far as filtering out any kind of specific spooky stuff, you know, who could say? And it depends on what frequency it would be, right?
Yeah. Okay, but then there's Corecom makes a filter that you can put on. It's a company that makes filters. And you can put one on, but it doesn't start working until it gets to 100 kilohertz.
Huh.
So if you put that on, that goes way out into the gigahertz, okay? So you can put that on at the main, and then, you know, it'd be pretty hard to get anything through there.
Hmm. Corecom. Hmm. So maybe with Dave's, and then if you're concerned about that kind of thing, caller, maybe with Dave's filters and the Corecom thing, you'd be covered. And then also the tinfoil, of course, on your head, I would do that, too.
Yeah, right. So your filter isn't that expensive. I was on your website.
No, they're 20,
that's not more than like $100 or something.
They're $25, right?
$25 for the... Now, how do your filters work? Because you got them spread out all over the house. Does that, like, back up into the wiring, or does it, like, put an aura over your house to prevent...
No. Actually, that's a good question, see? Okay, what happened is originally when we found that people were getting sick, okay, and so we thought, okay, let's figure out a way of... If this is what's causing it, let's take it away. And so we put it on at the main panel. And we had good success, and we just put one out there, and not super success, but good success, okay? People's symptoms change, things like that. So we did some research with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we did it with chronic fatigue people, okay?
Yeah.
And so we put these filters on 20 people, or 20 homes, okay? And there was a switch inside, and there was a seal on it, so they didn't know if it was on or off. 10 people knew when it was on and when it was off. They made miraculous recoveries the day it turned on, and the day it was turned off, they started getting sick
again.
They
could tell.
We did it for, right away. And 7 people improved, you know. They didn't improve as good, but they really improved, and they knew when it was on, when it was off. 3 people said they couldn't tell the difference, although the data showed that they went to bed 1 hour later or 2 hours later at night and got up an hour earlier in the morning. So then the question is, because Graham is a electrical engineer, and computer science professor of it, and so we're in a business where, like, you turn the light switch on, you want to see the light come on 100% of the time. When you turn it off, you want to see it go off 100% of the time, not 30% or something like that. So So then we started looking at the waveforms, and we noticed that the waveforms with the people that didn't seem to get as good didn't change as much. It changed, but not as much. So then the question is, why? Well, these people were sick, and sometimes the husband and wife were sick in the same home, and so he didn't like to watch the same shows as she did, so they each had their own TV and their own big screens, and they had a lot of electronic equipment because they're kind of home-ridden or type thing. So we thought, well, you know, there's 2 sources then. One is what's coming in off the grid, and the other one is what's being put on in the home. So by putting this filter on at the main, we shorted stuff out from what's coming in from the grid. But we did nothing. Well, it shorted the stuff out once it got to the panel, but it was on all the wires until it got to the panel. So that's when we developed the little filters. And then we put them out and about the house. And so then we went and put them out. And then we had 100% success. Now, how do the filters work? Well, okay, it's nothing more than a capacitor, basically, okay? And so we take if it's a 50 millivolt spike going positive on the black wire, for example, then the black wire is right next to the white wire, and they're always 180 degrees out of phase with each other. So if we have a positive 50 millivolt spike and we short it over to the white wire, then it gets to be a negative 50 millivolt spike, okay? So plus 50 and minus 50? Zero.
Zero.
Okay? So, yeah, it's not like... putting an aura over the house or anything like that. It's the end of it right there. Now, should you have to buy our filters? In theory, no. When Michael Dell builds his computers, like the towers put on 16.6 kilohertz, right? He could put a tune filter in there and take out the 16.6 kilohertz right there. Apple builds their computers, it's 12.5 kilohertz. Put a tune filter right there for 12.5, right? And so you can, that's really the way it should be, but we went to manufacturers and they told us, well, it would add $5 to the cost of this computer, so goodbye, get out of here.
So
neither one of us wanted to have a product to sell because we thought it took away from our integrity. But then nobody would do it. So then we actually built these filters and we gave them away until we couldn't afford, because then everybody started getting all these positive responses and stuff. And, oh my gosh, well, we can't keep giving them away or we'll be bankrupt here.
Yeah. All right, so then where would I best start? I mean, so do you have then the filters for the outlets and the one that goes on the main, or do you just work with the ones that go at the on the outlet?
I just put them on. Okay, so the one that goes on the main, you don't need that one, okay, really, because I've been measuring this stuff for a long time, and rarely do you ever see anything more than 100 kilohertz, okay? And the filters are going to take out that anyway.
So just right. by okay. putting
the,
them
the
in
other one doesn't start working until it gets to be 100 kilohertz. Now there's stuff that goes on the main, but they don't. So if you're really worried about you got crap coming in from the utility, which you're going to have anyway, and you can't get the numbers below 50, about three houses out of about one house out of 300, we have to put an outlet at the panel. Two outlets, one would fed from A phase and one fed from B phase. There's two hot wires coming into your house. And then you just plug one of our filters in there, and it takes care of it right there.
But you can start inside and get the numbers where you want them.
Start inside. If you can't get the numbers below 50,
yeah.
And then we know we got to go to the grid, then we have to put something next to the panel. But why spend the money on an electrician or something to come do it?
So you guys can walk me through that if I have your meter then, because I would have to check it
absolutely.
The meter, see where
yes.
it's at.
There's people here that will walk you right through every step.
Okay, then I'll get with you on your website or something, just get a meter and see what I have to begin with, and then get with you guys, and you can tell me what you would recommend as far as remediating whatever I find.
Right, and like I said, we're from the Midwest, okay? So it's like, okay, so if we think you need 30 filters, we'll sell you 30 filters, and you do the job with 25, send the other 5 back. There's not, you know... You're out $12 for the shipping or $10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, all right. No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Then I'll, then start with your meter, and I'm sure there's instructions with the meter on how to check your home. Correct?
Yeah, we made it so simple, there's not even an on and off switch. You just plug it into the outlet, and you're going to get a number.
That's it.
Okay. And then do you check all your outlets in the whole house then and kind of record what numbers you're coming up with?
You do not need a filter in every outlet, but you need to check every outlet.
And caller, my experience was I could get it to change and get lower just by playing, dinking around with it. I guess maybe, Dave, the way the wiring is working or something. So you take it one and put it over this side and the number would go down a little bit. And actually, sometimes you could take it and move it someplace and the number would go up, which is weird. So you just play around with it until you get the numbers as low as you can.
Yeah. That's because
when you're plugging in the boxes or the...
You're just plugging right into the outlet.
The filters.
Is all you're, yeah, it's just a little square thing. Yeah.
You do your electronics first because you know you need them on the electronics anyway. And every time you plug one in somewhere, it lowers the numbers everywhere.
Everywhere around the hole.
So, yeah. So you want to do the electronics
to, all right. You're starting to lower it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right. But you know you need them on the electronics, so don't do them last because you'll be putting extra filters in you don't need to buy. So do the electronics first, then you move your way around the house, okay? And the filter needs two things. It needs inductance and it needs capacitance. So I'm supplying the capacitance. The inductance is supplied by the length of the wire. So that's why, like Patrick said, okay, let's just say a bedroom, for example, and the outlets are daisy-chained, for example. And so, in other words, it goes from one outlet to the next outlet to the next outlet. It's all in the same circuit. But if you plug one into the beginning of the circuit, you might get a good result, but maybe the end of the circuit, you'll get a better result because there's more inductance. You don't know that until you monkey with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, until you just think around with it, you know. And
start playing around with it.
And caller, be aware, too, if you have complex fluorescence, that they'll be doing some jazz, too. I don't know if you heard that, so you want to get rid of those.
No, I did not, but thank you for let me know.
Light dimmer switches is another thing.
Dimmer switches, too.
Plug that meter in, and you can go through your light dimmer switch and raise it up.
You watch a meter. You should see the meter. I mean,
okay. So you could be plugging it into the kitchen cupboard and varying the dimmer switch in the living room or something, and you'll still see the meter change.
The dimmer switches are not good.
So again, just before I go, then the first thing I need to do is get the meter first and check everything. Is that correct?
Yeah, you need the meter no matter what.
You got to have the meter, And then you can use the meter to, not that you're going to use it all the time, to help other people, your neighbors or family, friends, you know, turn them on. That's what I do. I use my little meter and go with the people. They say, "Will you come and test my house?" So I do that. So I go over there and test their house. You know, like I'm the electrician, Ghostbuster thing. I don't know.
Okay, so I'll order a meter. When I get it, I'll check all the outlets, and then I will give you your company a call, and then somebody can walk me through what they think I need to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that a plan?
Absolutely.
Good job. Thanks.
Yep, that's fine.
Super. Thank
you. Okay. Good call. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like the electricity buster in my neighborhood, you know, Patrick. And, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Dave Stetzer, can Mr. Stetzer explain for the uninitiated how we measure a body voltage, what equipment we need, and how we know what ideal voltage is? Dr. Jerry Tennant says that the voltage is healing, but I definitely believe about what you say with the body being too charged up. Well, Susie, I know about Dr. Tennant, and he's right, but it's a whole different thing what we're talking about here. So the voltage extra stuff that you get from your wires and all that is not the same thing that Dr. Tennant is talking about. Okay, so it's different. So she wants to know about measuring our body voltage.
Okay, there's some people out there that sell this body voltage meter.
Yeah.
You plug it into the ground on the outlet, and then you hold this thing in on your hand, and you have a meter. Don't spend the money on it. It's worthless. It's just a scam. In North America, that voltage, that you're actually measuring the difference in potential between two points. And so that's a scam way of measuring it. Don't buy it. Simple as that.
So does anybody want to just concern themselves with their body voltage meter with a real one or not? Too complicated?
Well, no, but, well, that's a scam because actually the wire that you're plugging into has voltage on it. The ground is live. It's a, you know, it only has a few millivolts up to volts, a few volts even. So you really don't want it. And then you're just taking that voltage from there, and you're going over to another reference point.
But there is a proper way to do it, because I bought a meter and you helped me.
You can buy, you can measure the voltage drop across the body like a resistor. Then
right.
You need two EKG patchers.
That's right.
Need one. You need to put it on the circuit. You can put it on like your right ankle and your right wrist, or your left wrist and your left
kind of
ankle.
Kind of tricky, this, and it's a fairly expensive
it's a little more complicated,
thing,
yes. Yeah,
but it was.
But
it was,
you can measure the voltage drop, but
yeah.
You can measure the current in your body, though.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you can take, like in Fluke 189, and we don't sell them. Okay, Fluke 189,
yeah.
Or 187, or Fluke 189, Fluke 187, or a Fluke 287 will measure the current in your body. And there's a method, and they can call here, and we'll tell you how to do it. But you have to have some EKG patches, and you can measure the actual current in your body. Now, you can sit in front of a computer and touch a computer or go by a compact fluorescent light and see what the amount of current.
And you can see the actual current. I did that a couple years ago. It's pretty interesting. It's called a Fluke 187, 189. A little complicated. You need a little EKG patch, and Dave showed me how to do it. And, folks, it's crazy. You can walk through your home, and at that time I had a CFL bulb, compact fluorescent, and you could just put your finger up, Dave, like towards the bulb, right? And you could see the current in your body going up. I was like, what? But it was pretty interesting to see it, because then you really get it, like, I don't want these things in my home.
Exactly. And it's the current that's going to create the problem, okay?
Yeah.
And you can say, well, okay, I'm exposed to so much voltage. But then the question is, okay, we can use Ohm's law. We need to still find out how much current's going in your body. So if you're so much resistance, 500 ohms, but you're 500 ohms of resistance at like 50 hertz. If you go to 180 hertz, for example, then you drop down to 350 ohms. And so you need to look at the waveform as a very complicated formula. And, you know, that's why the cow thing was such a pain. But this way, with that Fluke, you can just measure actual current. It doesn't matter what your resistance is because it's already, we know what the current is. We measure the current.
Now, you can also go on the Internet, which everything's true on the Internet because Al Gore invented it, and go to YouTube and then do grounding body voltage, right? And you'll see 100 different people that have a little grounding pad, right, where they're grounding themselves by just putting their plug in the plug, and they have a little grounding mat, and they're on their computer, and they got this voltage meter that they're holding, right? And they step on the grounding pad, and they say, see, the voltage goes down, so just ground yourself, and you're being protected. Dave Stetzer, what's wrong with that picture?
What's wrong with that picture is that you've just increased the current. Voltage is pressure. So if you go over to your kitchen water faucet, for example, and you had a little T there and you had a pressure gauge there, you might read, say, like 80 pounds per square inch of pressure, right? So then you say, okay, and you turn the water on, okay, the pressure drops off, but you've increased the water flow, right? So current is the electrons, the actual flow. So when you stand on that little grounding mat and you sit in front of your computer and you hold that body voltage meter and you see, wow, I stepped on the grounding mat, look at this thing go down. You just increased the amount of current going through your body tremendously, okay? So the pressure isn't there anymore, but the flow is. And you don't want the current going through your body. Look, it only takes 18
So all of these all these people that are promoting this grounding for being more healthy, they're actually putting more current, which is harmful to the body
Exactly.
In their body.
And none of these people are electrical engineers. None of these people are trained in any sort of, or even the basic electrician, or none of these things. They had no formal electrical training whatsoever. And I will say on the radio, it's a scam. They don't understand electricity. And you can do it with true measuring. And you can see that it's a difference. There's a difference between current and voltage. Voltage is pressure.
And you can take the same meter that they're using, because I have one, and move it to current, and you can see that the current goes up when you get grounded.
And reason we like the Fluke
is a lot of
the stuff is high-frequency stuff. Yeah. And because we want, the reason that we use the 189 and the 187 or the 287 is it has the bandwidth so you can actually see what's there.
Now, the Fluke is a whole different thing than what we're talking about.
Fluke meter that we're talking about measuring the current.
Current.
Well, you know, yeah, you can measure body current.
And that would show if you did that, and I believe I did it, and then I grounded myself because I have a grounded equipment up here, right? And I could just touch my board, which I have grounded. I can see my current going up in my body. It's crazy. It's like, what? Which is not good.
Yeah, we've done it.
Yeah. So when you're in the home and we're getting this white noise or dirty electricity from a wires that your filters filter out, what's the body getting? Is it getting current in the body, or is it, it's going through the air? What is it? What's going in there?
It capacitively couples into you, okay? So what happens is when like charges repel, unlike charges attract, okay? And so when that transits like going in a positive direction on the wire in the wall, the electrons in your body are negatively charged particles, so they start moving toward that positive charge. Then it quickly returns or goes to a negative direction. Then they are repelled, and they go back and forth. So what happens is you start to get electron flow in your body. An oscillation, and it messes up your immune system.
It
messes up all the signals for, you know, all these.
And hasn't Magda Havas, as I remember, it's been a long time since I've talked to her, they've done quite a bit of research with the white noise and your filters in schools and stuff, have they not? And and really seeing where it affects the blood sugar and all kinds of stuff.
Right. Yes, and you know the test scores went up. She's done research with on thousands of kids, like in schools. Okay, I think they did 3 schools in Minnesota. Her and Angela Olstead, I think her name was, in Minnesota schools. Okay, they put them in filters into through a school district in Wisconsin. There was 3 different buildings, 37 kids in those 3 different buildings in 3 different locations. Okay, but 37 kids had asthma. The day they put the filters in, now there was 2 days it took to get them in. Okay, so, but nobody used inhalers after that.
I'll be done.
37 kids no longer had asthma. Well, I mean, those are numbers. Now, blood sugar is a number. And Havas has done research with blood sugar. And you can go ahead and you can put the filters in, you take them out, and you can put them in or whatever you want to do, but the number on the person's blood sugar changes, okay? The Japanese, there's a clinic in Japan that did the same thing with blood sugar. So that's a number. When we change a number on the wall, we change the person's blood sugar. So, and I think Havas did one research, one study, nobody had less than a 52% reduction in insulin usage. So that's a number.
Pretty impressive, yeah. Pretty impressive.
Sure, and free like dopamine levels, for example, you know, how good you feel in it. Milam did research with dopamine levels and neurotransmitters, and both numbers. And when you change the number on the wall, those numbers both change significantly, I mean, like 50%.
Dave Stetzer's with us. Thanks for sticking so long. Let's do a quick little break, and then we'll wrap it up with some. We got someone on hold. On the phone, if you're there, stay there. We got some more emails. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. It's an honor to be here with you each morning. Love being here with you. Hey, we have the Hayes for Horses. We have the Rebounder on sale, and this is a great opportunity to get yourself one. We sold a few, not as many as I thought we would, but it's just starting the sale. But these are really, really nice units, and they have a lifetime warranty. And so if you would like to get the half full, the one we normally sell at $339, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. We'll get you the half full at $299, the Rebound Air Rebounder. Or if you want the ultimate quarter fold, and this is really the souped up model, it's a lot heavier, it's sturdy. If you got the extra $39, I would go for that. And you can go to reboundair.com and just look at the picture, and it's called the Ultimate Rebounder, and you'll see the difference. And if you, like I say, if you got the dollars, it's, I would do it. So in that regard, just simply go on our website, click on the Rebound ad, and place the order. It'll be for $339, and we'll send you the Ultimate that we normally do the half fold. Does that make sense? If you have questions, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. If you want the half fold for $299, just shoot me an email, and then we'll do it.
Previously with Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, we asked him this. Does sulfur, does it bring oxygen to the cells as well?
Yes, that's what oxygen, sulfur are just...
That's what it does.
Kissing cousins, they love each other. The sulfur takes the oxygen. Now, in the beginning, we would have people stuff themselves with oxygen, either ozone or transport for oxygen in there, in not the burnt out dead MSM that sells millions and millions of dollars worth in the health food stores and other places all over the world. It's worthless. You have to get the real organic. So don't ever shop price at MSM because you're just going to get garbage. You need the organic super sulfur.
Real, pure, living sulfur. Organic sulfur. That's what we sell right here. 3 prices depending on where you live. If you'd like more than 4 pounds, email me, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. We'll give you a discount. Order anytime, front page, click OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously with Andrew Gost, I asked him why would someone want to buy coins from his company?
So if you don't know coins, you better know your coin dealer. And, you know, you shouldn't buy coins from someone who isn't well-known registered dealer. So if they're an NGC dealer, they're registered with NGC. If they're a PCGS dealer, they're registered with PCGS. Ask questions. Don't just, oh, yeah, here's 10 grand or 50 grand or 150 grand. I just want to buy coins, you know, let me know what I'm getting. And no, that's not how an intelligent investor does it. And we do not let you do that. So if you're not willing to learn about the coins that you're buying, maybe you should find another coin firm. Don't call this one, because we're going to insist that you know why and how a coin is rare. And once you know that, then I think you can take that knowledge into the marketplace and make intelligent investment decisions.
Aha, what a concept, intelligent investment decisions. I've known Andrew for 25 years. He's the real deal. His company, STL, 800-468-2646. Give him a call if you're interested. 800-468-2646. We have been promoting the Blue Shield, Brandon Amalani. This is a technology out of Australia for a while, and this thing works. They've tested it on chickens, and as Dave said, with the cows, I mean, chickens didn't know what was going on. And electromagnetic fields in this chicken, big chicken thing, and they had a huge study, and the chickens' mortality rate went down. They laid more eggs, and they were just healthier, and it was a pretty cool stuff. They've done some other research, and this technology has been going on for about 20 years, so it's not anything new. It's called Blue Shield, and it will help your cells to be stronger and resist all the stuff we're talking about. And it works. It goes out about 90 yards. You can put one in your home, the cube, and it works. I have one, and it's good. And the science shows that it works. Now, this works on the cells in the body just to help them deal with these things we're talking about on this show a lot better. I can't tell you if it's going to save the world. You never have to worry about anything else with your EMFs. But, you know, if you got the bucks, man, go for it. Get one. They also have a little thing, the personal, that I use. And you charge it up with a USB on your computer, and it'll last about 2 or 3 weeks, depending on how much you travel. It's like a credit card. Just turn it on, and you see the little lights blinking. And then it will, you carry it around with you. So it gives you some protection when you're driving around in your car and all the cell phone towers you come in contact with. And these things pulse, but they pulse in a way that allows your body not to become used to it. So, and the body, you know how the body is. So it's very interesting technology. It pulses every 30 seconds or so, and it just goes on an ad infinitum, different codes. And it helps the body to not get used to it. If you just had one standard pulse that was working on the body would just resist it after a while and not be affected by it. So the technology is really cool. EMF production with the cube. Use promo code ONERADIO, 10% deal. You'll see the ad right there. If you have questions, you can email Brandon Amalani, and he'll answer your questions, if I can say that. Dave Stetzer, as you know, as you can hear, he's a good guy. He's the real deal. He's up in Wisconsin, where they have a lot of cheese. And do you have moose and elk and all those things up there?
They introduced elk here.
Really?
In this area.
Really?
And this is going to be the first elk hunt this year that we've had that I can, in my lifetime anyway. And I think there's only 10 permits available. So
10 permits.
Big drawing.
Yeah. I guess you have a lot of hunters up there. People hunt deer, right? Probably. In the
oh, yeah. Oh, good. Absolutely, yeah. Wisconsin deer hunting is that's
good,
like,
huh?
It's something else here. Mm. Like about 700,000 people go to the woods.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you better have a Faraday cage to protect from those guys, man, or something. Okay, a couple more, then we'll let you go back to work, Dave. To the phone, who's this? Good morning.
Yes, hi, Dave and Patrick. This is Bob in Texas.
Hello, Bob. What's up?
Got all your filters, Dave, and even got my smart meter taken off, and just did a little experiment. I keep my meter plugged in the bedroom up on a shelf, and I just kind of walk by and glance at it, and it's usually down in the 20 range. I just did a little quick test. I turned some dimmer switches on that I don't normally use, and that thing didn't change at all. Any idea? I mean, that's good. It didn't change.
Sure. You have filters in the house.
Okay.
Do you have filters? Yeah.
So the filters blocked it then.
Oh, yeah. The filters are going to remove that frequency, yes.
Yeah, take your filters out and then do the same experiment.
Yeah. Or go to the neighbor's house. Next time you're at somebody's house, just take your meter over there and try it. And another thing is that if you live in the town, say, in Lake City, you'll have a lot of people share the same transformer, right? There's usually like 8 houses on one transformer. So you can go to one house and plug it in like in the kitchen cupboard, any place, right? Call the neighbor and say, vary your dimmer switch, and you'll see it go up and down from your neighbors.
Oh, great.
That's what I was going to mention next. I didn't really catch that, but I was going to say that there's times when I walk by there, nothing that I know has changed in my house. Everything's pretty much the same. And that thing will spike up to 60, 70, 80 for a little while, and then it'll go down. So something's going on the grid, right?
That's right.
It could be, yeah.
No, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah. If you're not changing anything, Robert, something else is going on somewhere. Isn't that crazy that your neighbor could be doing something bonkers and you get affected by it?
No, but you're also doing well,
I'm sure,
your neighbors.
I'm sure they got all C. Go ahead, Dave. Yeah. I'm sure they got all CFLs and Wi-Fi and everything, so I'm just doing the best I can over here. Yeah. There's nothing I can do more than that, though, right?
That's pretty much right, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you've
have you ever figured out why some people are more sensitive to these electricity than others? Any ideas on that?
That's a question for a medical doctor, but I kind of use the analogy, you know, because I've been around this so much now, and I even notice it with myself. But it's sort of like if everybody took their shirts off when we went out in the sun, we'd all get sunburned. But some people are going to burn more than others, okay? And one thing I have noticed, though, is that people who are, you know, get a lot of it, like, working it, or, you know, once they become, you know, more sensitive, they become very sensitive.
Robert, my opinion, it's just an opinion. I think it's an immune system thing as well. I think it's affecting the cells of the body, which are all, you know, the metabolism and the whole thing that Dr. Paul was talking about. So I think people with more weakened immune systems have a harder time with that. But that's just my theory.
No, I think you're right, Patrick.
Okay, Robert, thanks. Yeah. Do you? You think that's close?
I think you're right about that, Patrick, and yeah. I think that the immune system, because we know that with neurotransmitters.
Yeah, right, we know.
We know that, I mean, that's kind of a number that's plotted against a number, and so we know that it affects your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know people with a weakened immune system, they're very electrical sensitive, that are just, same with mold, they get anywhere near mold and their bodies go bonkers, you know. Here's Nessa. She says, I have a dimmer switch in my living room. However, I don't use it. Is that still bad? Do I need to take it out?
No, not unless you're using it. And if you have to use it, turn it all the way up so it's doing less dimming.
Oh, I see. See, I had mine all taken out. I was so hardcore after I talked to you. Oh, well.
I have one in my house for demonstration purposes that we never use.
Huh. For demo? Oh, you have demo purposes.
It's for demonstration. If somebody wants to come to my house and you know, I say, oh, here's what a dimmer switch does.
Oh, the fellow who called, he said, I just ordered the meter, so thanks for your information. Oh, so you can order them. You got an online thing, or do people sell
Yes, you can order them online, or you can call here.
Okay.
And like I said, we have still people that answer the phone. We don't have our machines, their computers, and we don't have anybody in India taking our calls.
Here's an email from someone, I don't know the name, maybe Steve. My older home uses 2-conductor internal wiring. It does not have grounded outlets. Would the Stetzer meters still work?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, we don't put anything to the ground. We don't shunt the ground. We're going between the two wires that are 180 degrees out of phase with each other. So absolutely they will work. Not an issue at all.
If I wanted to get a grounding mat, would it matter if I would ground in the outlet of the plug or put a plate outside?
Not really. Either place, if you ground in the plug, you're probably going to get more electricity coming in. Remember, the ground is not at zero potential. The ground isn't like a sponge where you drop water on it and it's absorbed. So don't spend the money on a grounding mat. Just use the oil to discharge.
After talking to you, it doesn't seem like there'd be any advantage to these grounding mats.
Absolutely none whatsoever. None whatsoever. Take a measurement. you know, if you want to email me, I'll send you a report that I did for a lady on these grounding mats. And you know, you'll actually see the actual waveform between the mat, what you would be exposing your body to. And in some places, a whole lot worse. We were out in Washington State, and the ground, you know, it's kind of rainy there always, and the ground is very conductive. There was no difference if I plugged into the wall or if I went out right on the the power line.
No difference.
Connected there.
Huh.
Yeah. And now, okay, so I asked people, would you climb up the pole, one outside where your electric pole is, and climb up and connect the wire to the bottom wire, that's the primary neutral, and come down and then lay it on a, hook it to a mat and lay on it? Well, no, we'd never do that. That's exactly what you're doing when you plug into the ground on the outlet.
Mm-hmm.
That wire that where you plugged into the outlet ground goes over to your panel. Then from there, it's bonded to the neutral, which goes out to the pole, which is bonded to the primary neutral, the electric utilities wire. So you would never do that. You wouldn't think of that. So why in North America would you want to plug into there?
Why on earth would you do that?
People who are selling these things are taking advantage of people's lack of knowledge. Not their lack of intelligence, but their lack of knowledge. Okay? I mean, I don't know how to bake a cake, and I would have no... But if I had to bake one or something, you know, somebody could tell me anything, and I would have to believe them. So they would take advantage of my, certainly, lack of knowledge. But when it comes to electricity, I know what I'm talking about. And these people are taking advantage of people's lack of knowledge. Do not ground. Do not do that.
Larry is in Kentucky, and he's going to build his own old Kentucky home. I'm excited to hear this show. I've never heard Mr. Stetzer before. I'm going to check out his website. So we're about to build our own home. Oh, this is a great question. Can Dave Stetzer give us some ideas of do's and don'ts regarding the electricity? Wow.
Absolutely.
That's
I'd be happy
good.
To talk to him.
That's good. Give us a few of the top of your head stuff right here on the air.
Well, one of the main things is that I don't like to share a neutral. A lot of people, the electricians, when they build a home, the code requires you have to have multiple circuits in the kitchen. So rather than running two home runs or three home runs or something up to the outlets, what they do is they share a neutral. They'll run two hots and a neutral, and then they share it. So then there's nothing to cancel the field, so you can get these big magnetic fields.
Ooh.
That I don't like to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a you know, of course, no dimmer switches. Don't put them in.
Sure.
You know, check your light fixtures before. You know, you want to have good lighting, and there's some certain lights that are better than others. But, you know, you can go to the store and buy have a little meter and, you know, check it out before you buy them or put them in.
Would there be any advantage if you're doing a new place to not put wires in the walls or the floor or the ceiling of your bedroom at all?
Not really.
Use candles?
We live in the 21st century. The 60 cycle isn't going to want to go internal anyway, and those fields are going to be canceled.
Okay. Yeah, if you got the filters, you're going to be good anyway, right?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would there be any benefit to putting all the wires in conduit in a new home?
Other than for, not for the fields and things like that so much, no.
No.
Because you're still going to have twisted wires in there or wires in there. I have my whole house in conduit. That's because I'm an industrial electrician. And we, you know, it was just the thing to do. But like in some places, like Chicago and places, it has to be there. But Romex would be just as safe, just as good.
Mm-hmm. And when you do the water pipes and stuff like that, is the best thing just to go ahead and use the PVC?
PEX is best, yes.
The PEX,
copper
that's
pipes.
The PEX is the rubber stuff, right? The rubber?
Yeah. Now, almost all houses use PEX now, but... you know, like mine, I built it and I had copper pipes.
Me too.
Well, the amount of current that was flowing on my copper pipes was terrible, so I had to cut the pipe and actually put a piece of plastic where it came up from the water meter, beyond the water meter. I had to put about like a 3-foot piece of plastic pipe there just to cut down the current that's on the water lines.
How does it get on the water lines?
Well,
the copper?
The code says that you have to ground your... water pipe, you know, to the water pipe, your electrical panel. Well, that primary neutral that's out on the pole comes in, you know, on your neutral wire or ground and goes right to the water pipe. See?
Oh.
So what happens is what's on that power, out on the power line, you're applying to your water pipe. So you go to get a drink of water, there's current that can flow from the water faucet, you know, the sink. It's called contact current. Through you to the floor. Completes the circuit, right? You say, yeah, but I'm on a wooden floor or whatever. It doesn't matter. There's 8 valence electrons in the wood, but they're still moving, and you'll have a current that goes through you.
When they built my home 20 years ago, I saw them. They actually did the ground thing in some, like, some concrete there, you know, in the foundation.
Yeah,
I guess maybe they did it in there. So that probably is okay if I have copper, huh? I don't know.
You're probably okay.
Yeah.
I go by my meter.
Yeah, my
meter. Yeah, I have copper, but you live in the country, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not connected to the city water system
or anything
like that. So you're going to have less of a problem. But people who in the city, you know, then of course, you know, that gets to be a big problem.
Right. Boy, if I had to do it over again.
PEX pipes
so PEX now, is so the way to go right now. PEX.
Yeah. So then you don't have that issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say never put your, if you're going to build a house, there's all kinds of things you could do, but you can call Dave, but you don't want to put your head of your bed if it's going to be opposite a sink or something like that on your home. There's supposed to be some weird energy with that. And the back of your refrigerator, probably not. You know, be careful where you put where you're going to sleep, right? Probably.
Well, yeah, you know, like things like your air conditioning unit.
Sure.
You probably don't want right outside the bedroom wall.
Oh, of course not.
So you probably don't want your electrical panel in your bedroom or we have basements here right under in the basement right in the bedroom. I mean, there's some things that you can do like that are it doesn't cost anything. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy to talk to people.
Cool.
I do all the time.
I know that's what you do. Well, Dave Stetzer, God love you. Good work. I had fun this morning. I learned a lot, as always. That's why we visit with you from time to time. His website is StetzerElectric.com. StetzerElectric.com. He has a phone there. People actually talk to you or email dave@StetzerElectric.com. So, hope he saved some cells and mitochondria this morning with all the work. Thanks for being here. Don't eat too much cheese today.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy your show, Ben.
Well, thanks, really. Dave. You're a good one. Take care of yourself. Best to the family.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Dave Stetzer, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. You know, I love you guys, right? I love you all very much. You are the bomb, and appreciate your ongoing support. Take care of yourself and your little ones and your family, and we'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Jennifer Daniels.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.